What's up, podcast community? My name is Cam King. This is Three Questions Podcast, episode number 73. I'm going to be releasing new Three Questions Podcast episodes on Tuesday and Thursday. So feel free to subscribe, whether you're listening on YouTube or on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or any other one. I think we submitted to like 10. I really thank you for listening. These are quick, hard-hitting podcasts. People can submit three questions. Oftentimes, I'll submit questions into the hopper as well. If you want to submit questions, threequestionspodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on the social Instagram accounts and TikTok, _threequestionspodcast. So go find us there, submit DMs and various questions. This is mostly for my CK Collective company, which is just entrepreneurship coaching, business coaching for people getting side projects off the ground, where I help them with sales, marketing, business, and then also some personal aspects of their life, right? Primarily it's mental, physical, emotional, financial, academic, and spiritual that I kind of work on with guys to make sure that they're shored up in those categories before we bring it over to the business realm. And then I love working with guys on their business because I'm helping guys make like 20, 30, and 40K a month right now with their businesses. They have great ideas. Sometimes they're just getting in their way. And oftentimes they ask me questions that I go, oh, that's a good podcast question. I should get them on. So I know a lot of these episodes have been me solo doloing, just answering stuff for you guys as time goes on. User submitted questions. I've had a lot of females submit questions lately, which is great. But I want to answer more business-minded questions. Today is kind of going to be a quick one as well, looking at these three questions. And I think that a woman submitted these, even though it says anonymous. But if you could master any skill, what would it be? How do you want to be remembered if you passed? And how do you define beauty? So pretty legacy-based questions, I would say. And I will get to answering these in just a moment. But again, if you want to become a guest or you want to hop on, just shoot me a DM or shoot me an email. And again, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll get into all the stuff for the podcast after the fact. Let's hop into question number one right away. So question number one, if you could master any skill, what would it be? I'll tell you right now, it would be woodworking. I think that woodworking and metalworking has been something that I have dreamed about for a very long time. And I think that it is very cathartic. I think it's some of the pieces of furniture and just furniture making look so appealing. I think that guys are inherently fixers and builders and want to make and tinker with things. And I think that for me, woodworking or metalworking, whether it's a combination of learning how to weld or use a lathe in a series of just workshop things, I would love to sort of get into that in the latter half of my life. I took a bunch of tech ed classes at my high school and went to Dover High School in Dover, New Hampshire. And we had a massive workshop thing. And I think as a junior and a senior, I had like two of those classes the entire year, which was pretty awesome. So I really, really enjoyed that. I think it kind of scares the shit out of me. I don't know much about welding at all, but I think the combination in artistry of people that do still make stuff by hand is just exceptional. And I know very few people. I know most of the stuff is people have in their apartments and homes is bought by IKEA or Walmart or Target or some other bullshit stuff. But I think making high quality, either antique or just classical furniture with like real metal and wood is definitely something that I plan on getting into in the latter half of my life. I don't know where to start. It seems like a very, very expensive thing to get into, but it seems like the kind of thing that you could probably just work on all day and not even notice that time is sort of passing. And whether I sell those pieces for hundreds or thousands of dollars even, I don't think it would matter. I think just the process of creating that stuff would be extremely cool. Maybe not so much the upholstery side, but just creating like really, really cool ornate things with giant slabs from trees from all around the world, or, you know, some sort of stone or metal intricacy. I think I'd be very creative with that. You know, I could listen to a book all day or you know, sand stuff and just kind of make that. So that's a hobby I would definitely like to master just from a meditative perspective. I think that everybody should have a hobby that they get really excited about or into. And if I could pick, that would definitely be mine. So I'll stop that. And if you guys know anybody or have a good idea or place to start, please send me that info. I would love, love, love to find out. Okay. All right. Question number two. How do you want to be remembered if you passed? I don't know that I'm going to take all 5 minutes to answer this question. But what I'll say about my own legacy, which is something that makes me feel pretty uncomfortable. I don't know. I think that in my life, I've lived a lot of different lives, if that makes sense. And I think that I have a lot of friends or contacts or acquaintances or, you know, exes or even family members that probably all view me extremely, extremely differently. And I think that their representation, even the people that I work with now, probably have a different view of me than the people that I worked in advertising. And those people have a different view of me than all the people that I went skydiving with over the past few decades. And those people have a different view of all the jiu-jitsu people. And all those people have a very different view of me, you know, who I was in college and then who I worked for after college and advertising version of Cam and South Boston version of Cam. And yeah, there's been a lot of different communities, right? Me in high school is a very different person. So for me, I've lived a lot of different lives. And I think a lot of people probably see extremely, extremely different versions and aspects of me. I don't have a best friend. I don't have one person that knows everything about me. For whatever reason, it's not like I intend to be a chameleon or intend to show different parts of myself to different people. I think that I've just evolved a lot. And I think I've changed through the experiences. And for me, life has been a series of lessons, of good ones and bad ones and painful ones at times. And I think that at the end of the day, how I want to be remembered, if I had to answer that right now, it would be that, you know, shit, I'm not a perfect person at all, but I'm trying, right? Every single day I try and I strive to be a better version of who I was the day before, right? Whether that means that I'm learning something or making more money or helping someone new. Like now I'm in the age in my 30s where I feel like I've learned a lot and I've been through enough to the point where I can really start helping people, which is so great about CK Collective, because I get to give back to entrepreneurs. I get to help them make more money. I get to show them new things and help them understand new things and help guys getting out of relationships and then help them get reacquainted with their finances or their fitness or their nutrition. And then they're like, okay, now I want to start a side project. I'm like, okay, well, here's how you invest in your Roth IRA and here's how much you can put in your 401k. And I'm teaching guys in their 20s and 30s and even 40s stuff that they didn't know, stuff that I've been fortunate enough to learn. And then ipso facto, they challenge me to want to go and learn more to sort of expedite my own learning and process. So for me, I'm at a stage in my life where I truly, truly want to help people and educate people. And I think part of the reason is why I'm doing my main career is to become more of a teacher and be able to sort of share knowledge and wisdom. Not that I've learned it all, not that I know everything, but I really enjoy that. And if I could be remembered for wanting to empower others and lift others up, I think that would be the most important thing for me to be remembered by, was that I wasn't selfish, right? And that I was very, very much always, always trying to help other people. I would give someone the shirt off my back. And if someone called me, one of my friends, and they needed me to go somewhere and do something for them, I would be there in a heartbeat without a doubt. So I'm a man of my word, and I want to make the world a better place. And if I could be remembered by those two things, you know, that would be pretty nice. So hopefully that won't be for a very long time, but we'll stop it there at 4 minutes. I don't want to belabor that. Question number three, how do you define beauty? This is a good one. And this is what makes me think a female submitted these questions. I really, really appreciate this question, because in today's society, so many people look at beauty as being something that is external of the individual, right? We look at the curves or how tan somebody is or their, you know, symmetry or their bosom, right? We look at all these things, and guys are very physical creatures. So that when we see a woman who is beautiful, we tend to think that all of her is beautiful. And I think that for women, they tend to see things differently. They can find a man attractive, but that's not the number one trait. Actually, I saw an Instagram post about this or a video, some sort of talk, some sort of reel somewhere where it literally said for men, physical attractiveness is always number one. But for women, it's actually like number three or four, maybe even five for some women. There are so many other things for women that probably define beauty, and that's more of the emotional capacity of the man, right? Yes, he needs to be obviously fit and be able to protect and provide, but it's more of an emotional capacity first that women will define beauty as. And I obviously, for men need to learn how to do that. And I think I think that most men can, right? We tend to see physical attractiveness first, and then we kind of fall in love with the person because of their emotional capacity. And that's a beautiful thing. But how do I define beauty? I define beauty specifically as, does the inside match the outside? And I've been fortunate enough to meet a lot of really, really pretty, beautiful women. And, you know, I do believe that there's, you know, multiple people out there for each one of us. And I don't think it necessarily matters. I think love is a job. It's not something that just happens once. I think you have to constantly choose love when you choose a person. And I think that loving someone is accepting all of their faults and their frailties and their qualities, regardless of whether or not you agree with them or even like them sometimes. Right. And I think when you try to change someone else, that is not what love is. But for me, when the inside matches the outside of a person, I think that's the most beautiful thing. And if you are beautiful on the inside, I think it does make you more beautiful on the outside. So for me, beauty is really a sort of harmony between knowing who you are and being able to exude that throughout all of life's trials and tribulations, right? How authentic are you? I think beauty and authenticity are tied together, like really. And the last couple women that I've dated, you know, seemingly and unfortunately, I've had other women comment on, you know, you could get someone who's prettier than that. And that always shocked me because I thought the last two women that I dated were absolutely beautiful, but they had absolute beautiful souls. Both of those were long-term relationships for me. And they were so just beautiful, like on the inside, like their spirits, their souls, who they were was very, very bright, very loving, very nurturing. And that was so warm. That was my favorite thing about them, was I felt like they had these wonderful kindred spirits. And I fell deeply in love with both of them. And I thought they were extremely beautiful and attractive on the outside as well. Whether or not they believe that themselves is a different story. And, you know, that's probably for another podcast. But I think that beauty really resides from within. And I think that when you love and you care about yourself and you also know who the fuck you are, I think that is an extremely attractive trait, right? When you love and care for yourself and you also believe in yourself, it allows you to know who you are and to not need to impress others. Therefore, it allows you to be more authentic than ever before. And when you can do that from your life, from a life perspective, I think it's just a very powerful place to be, because you're no longer people pleasing. You no longer need any sort of external validation from any sort of Instagram or social media. And you're just kind of content with where life is. You know that life is moving towards you because time is a linear path that our mind kind of is the only way that our mind can sort of understand our lives, is to sort of go through time. And you're not in a rush to get anywhere. So I think that, yeah, beauty definitely starts from within. And I think that when it matches your outside, it allows you to become a much more beautiful person. Your whole aura really kind of radiates once you know who the fuck you are and you just stop kind of chasing, and instead you start attracting things. And that's how I kind of define beauty. I know, again, for the most part, men kind of define beauty as being the physical aspects. And for women, it's probably a culmination of a lot of those things. But I would love to get a woman on and ask her that same question. So if you want to be a guest, you know how to reach out to me. 3questionspodcast@gmail.com. Shoot me an email or DM. I would love to see and hear what it is that you're talking about and have you really kind of share your expertise. If you want to find us on social, TikTok, Instagram, that's _3questionspodcast@gmail.com. I definitely need some more questions before I do this last podcast of the day. Another short, quick one for you. But if you need coaching and consulting services, want to start a Shopify business, an Etsy store, anything, shoot me a DM. I'll meet with you for free. I'll give you a free consultation and I'll tell you where you can sort of shore up different things. That's all with CK Collective. But yeah, we'll see you guys in the next one. My name's Cam, and thank you very much.